News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
The migrant crisis continues in the Spanish enclave of Ceuta, with tens of thousands reportedly being sent away. And of course, the Irish now, as European presidency holders, holding or calling an emergency meeting to convene the EU Justice and Home Affairs ministers today. We'll come to that meeting in a second. First, Simon Hunter is with us, freelance journalist in Spain. Simon, the latest over the weekend in terms of the migrant pressure in Ceuta, what has happened?
Yeah, well, the emergency is definitely over, but the crisis continues in Ceuta. There's still, bear in mind, about 60,000 would-be migrants crossed over into this Spanish North African exclave, in a city of just over 80,000 people. Most of them returned of their own volition because they could see that there was nothing there for them. The city was completely overwhelmed, but the government is saying that there's still about 2,500 migrants on that Spanish territory. So that's causing a huge humanitarian and logistical problem. Reception centres are completely full. Migrants are sleeping in parks, on beaches, and we're seeing pictures in the Spanish media that are even in cemeteries, because of course the infrastructure is just not built for this kind of scale, and daily life of residents has been widely disrupted. The people that live in the city are reporting they've got shortages of staples such as bread, and there's a lot of tension in the city. Residents have been putting barriers in the streets to stop them from entering certain areas of the city, such as housing estates, and the military is on the ground there, but they're more sort of acting as a kind of stabilizing presence now, so patrolling and guiding migrants who are still in the city, and trying to keep some kind of separation between different parts of the territory.
And of course, Spain's foreign minister has committed to returning, as he put it, every last person to Morocco. What is the capacity to actually deliver on that promise?
Well, this is the thing. So it's been one of the reasons that this crisis was prompted is because there was a Supreme Court ruling last month that said that people who arrived in Ceuta or the other Spanish northern exclave city of Melilla would not be automatically returned. What they call these devoluciones in caliente, these hot returns. That's what prompted so many people to swim across, thinking that they would be able to stay. So what the Spanish government is going to be looking to do now is to find a legal way to expel all of these migrants as far as is possible. The obstacle that they face is that normally when these mass migration attempts happen, it's young men, and they don't have so much legal protection. But in this case, what we've seen is actual families with children, unaccompanied minors coming across as well. So while the minister is pledging to do that, minors, unaccompanied minors and families have greater legal protection. So that actually in practice might not be possible, depending who's still on the ground in Ceuta.
And is there a political sense that the government, both locally and nationally, needs to set a precedent to dissuade this kind of thing from happening again?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's been really interesting to see the sort of the diplomatic response from the Spanish government, because when this has happened in the past, when this happened in 2021, it was because of an ongoing diplomatic spat between Madrid and Rabat. But in this case, it's still kind of unclear as to exactly what was happening on the Moroccan side, whether this was something that either the Moroccan intelligence services were aware of but did nothing to stop, or whether there's some sort of ulterior motive here from the Moroccan government as to why this was allowed to happen. But the While the Spanish government has been sort of very careful not to sort of inflame tensions between Morocco and Spain, there's definitely a sense that the language that Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has been using has been very harsh towards what he said was, you know, an invasion of Spanish territory. But he's putting the blame squarely on people traffickers and these rumours on social media that were circulating among the migrants that they would be able to come across. So his rhetoric has been very harsh, as to, you know, to say that this cannot happen again, but at the same time very delicate in terms of trying not to inflame tensions with Rabat.
Simon Hunter in Spain, thank you very much. And as Simon talks about the level of rhetoric that is attending on the migrant crisis, some of that rhetoric taking the form of barbs between other European member states, particularly between Spain and Italy. And there seem to be efforts at play to try to create a more cohesive EU approach. With us is Gina Smielik, who is Brussels bureau chief for the New York Times. Gina, the Irish convening an emergency meeting of the EU Justice and Home Affairs ministers. This is to achieve what?
I think it's really to sort of talk out what just happened and figure out what next steps look like in a more cohesive way. So what we saw over the weekend was a lot of exchanging barbs online, barbs via letters written from sort of Spain and its fellow member states. And so I think that we've seen a lot of back and forth that hasn't felt particularly constructive to some in EU leadership. And so I think what we're going to see today is an attempt to sort of rally the troops, talk to everybody, make sure that people are on the same page, try and sort of iron out some of these growing divisions. And so I think that's sort of the plan today.
And is the plan as well to head towards a slightly more hardline approach to this kind of mass migration?
I think we're clearly going to see some rhetoric around that. You know, I think I would be surprised if at the end of today at the press conference, 1 p.m. Brussels time with Migration Minister Magnus Brunner, if we didn't see some sort of commitment to really cracking down on people smugglers, really sort of reinforcing physical barriers on borders where that's necessary.
That is Gina Smielik. And Gina, of course, Brussels bureau chief for the New York Times. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.